This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
You're with Em and Warren on Joy Drive.
It is 13 minutes past five.
Now, there's bad news, unfortunately, for Bounty Bar lovers. I'm talking about the chocolate because Mars Wrigley is set to remove the coconut treat from its celebrations chocolate tubs in a pre-Christmas trial. Well, in the UK anyway. Well, why is Bounty and some of the other horrible chocolates in there being removed?
Wait, hang on a minute. I've got so many questions.
I'd remove some of the others first before the Bounty one.
Okay, well, we need someone to help us with this.
Gender, sexuality, and pop culture. There isn't much Lauren Rosewarne doesn't know, and if she doesn't, we'll make it up.
Associate Professor Lauren Rosewarne from the University of Melbourne, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Are you eating a Bounty?
I'm not, because it's not the appropriate snack you could have before going on air, because you still got coconut in your teeth 3 hours later.
And it'd be terrible. It's claimed to be the taste of paradise. Why are they removing it?
So apparently there are not a lot of Bounty fans out there, and in the past, the Mars company who make Bounty and the other things in the celebrations tub have received complaints that people are whinging that the percentage of Bounties in their box is too high. They don't want any Bounties. Last year they did a Bounty kind of amnesty where they'd buy your excess Bounties back from you. That's apparently not enough. So this year, the box has a special limited edition Bounty-free or no Bounty label.
That seems so mean to Bounty. Yeah. Like, I don't have any strong feelings. Well, I mean, I don't like them personally.
I love them.
But so I guess that's a really strong feeling. But it does seem kind of mean. Like,
yeah, I'm neutral on the Bounty, but I also feel it's kind of, if you think of, let's say, the Favourites box, the Cadbury version in Australia, the Turkish Delight is often maligned, right? But I kind of feel you have to have awful ones in the box as well. Kind of, if they were all good, it just, I don't know. I guess the whole point of having a mixed box is they can't all be good.
I agree.
I really feel, yeah, there just has to be some variety in quality as well as choice.
Because, I mean, we all know this happens. The box opens, whether you're with family or friends or what have you, and if you're too late, all the crap ones
are right. Like, and that's punishment.
Exactly.
You're getting punished for arriving too late.
I think that's so true. Warren, you mentioned that there were other bars that you would want to see removed above the Bounty.
Mm.
I'm so curious as to what they would be.
Do you know, the one that the and I suppose we can mention them, can't we? The Milky Way one.
Milky Way.
And that just disappears. Like, it's just, I don't know. You eat it.
I agree. It's a very insubstantial chocolate bar. Oh. It reminds me in the 90s they released Flight, which was advertised as a low-calorie chocolate. The only reason it was low-calorie, it was smaller, and there was that sort of fluffy nougatine filling in the middle, which meant you didn't even feel like you were consuming any chocolate at all.
Go.
Oh, it's just funny that now we're talking about this, and you just mentioned, both of you just mentioned, like, you know, it's kind of a punishment to, you know, whoever comes late or whoever, you know, leaves it to the last day to try the chocolates, right? But that's like a human experience. That's like first in, best dress. Like, that is what we need to be used to. And so psychologically, I'm kind of like, I feel like removing the Bounty from these tubs is kind of like changing the inner workings of the way human interaction works.
There's more to it.
Well, okay. I mean, that's certainly a level of depth.
But I mean, like,
that you're changing the entire social structure of the world with removing the Bounty.
Okay. Not that far.
No,
But I am thinking, like, okay, so there's going to be children. If this limited edition becomes, you know, the norm.
Who grow up in a Bounty-free world.
But not having that pressure to get there faster or to.
Well, then they have to move down the list to the Milky Way. I think that's the. See, for me, though, there are worse choices. I hate Snickers because I don't really like nuts. Well, I don't like nuts in chocolate.
Oh.
I'm not allergic to them. I just have a preference for anything that doesn't have nuts. So for me, how is the Snickers still getting in that box?
But let's go back to what they're doing, because it's only a limited edition. So there's 2,000 tubs in the whole of the UK. So, I mean, I'm, you know, you don't get
this. Obviously, there's a publicity stunt element to it.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. What's behind it? Is it just to get people to buy the box?
Yeah, no doubt, because there are some people who like anything that has limited edition on the box. They think it might be a collector's item. I think the other element, too, is that it is also testing the market. For example, do people seem to be going out of their way to try and get the bounty-free box, in which case perhaps that says to them that in the future they're going to only sell the bounty-free. So it's a way of testing the market. But they've done other versions. I don't think we sell it year-round in Australia, but the Quality Street is another UK sort of mixed tub of chocolates, and they've also got some ones in that mix that people hate, right? So the last year they – yeah, so yes, exactly, the filling puller afterers. Yeah. So last year they did sort of in-store installations where you could mix your own tub. So you'd actually go to the store and like kind of like pick and mix basically, but with the ones that are normally found in a Quality Street's tub. So if you just like, I don't know, the caramel bits, you'd just be populating your tub with the caramel.
Oh, yeah.
We're chatting with Associate Professor Lauren Rosewarn from the University of Melbourne about why Mars Wrigley has decided to remove the bounty bar from some tubs of mixed chocolates for Christmas. Lauren, that brings me to, you know, how you said you can choose your bucket or whatever, essentially. Obviously, cool, that works for you. But the whole idea of favourites and of celebrations boxes is that they're made to share. And for example, if you, me and Warren were having a party and I bought the favourites, then we know that Warren would eat the bounty, I would eat the Snickers, and then Lauren, you'd get whatever you want. So realistically, isn't the idea that we have the different stuff so that we can share it?
Ah, but that's a nice thing if you've got three friends that are very eager to split them evenly. What happens if you are a household who don't like the bounty or don't like the Snickers and all just want the Mars? In which case, I'd say, why didn't you just get a Mars fun pack, 12 in there, and just be quiet?
Exactly.
It just seems like you're creating more drama in your household than perhaps is strictly necessary. Yes.
But Lauren, I'm just wondering, is there a natural cycle of confectionery? Like, is it inevitable that some things will become nostalgic? And is it true that the bounty is perhaps more popular with people who are a bit older?
Yes. And this is what I think is why I sort of mentioned the favourites parallel with the Turkish Delight, because Turkish Delight and Bounty are both chocolates that are seen to be, I don't want to use the word legacy, but they're more older fashioned flavours. We're not casting any aspersions. This is an ageism free zone, Warren, but there is the argument that they're flavours that, for example, you know how salted caramel for a while there was the flavour that everything was salted caramel flavoured. It's considered to be a sort of more modern flavour. Turkish Delight and the Taste of Paradise of Bounty are considered to be more old-fashioned flavours. So what you have to do is work out, can I court a new generation audience through a really slick advertising campaign, or do they go in the dustbin of history, as have had many, many, many other bygone chocolate bars and other kinds of snack products of our past that just don't have a market anymore.
Like the Polly Waffle, didn't that disappear?
Yeah, and then you had a sort of people demand it to come back through sort of nostalgia Facebook pages. They brought it back. It was on the shelves for about a month, and people realized sometimes chocolate bars are better in your imagination.
I don't even know what we're talking about. I've never heard of
Polly, a Polly Waffle is kind of – it's marshmallow in the – in the center. It's got wafer around it. It's brown and it looks like a poo, which is what Warren is getting at. There's the joke of a Polly Waffle in the swimming pool.
Okay, great. Okay, because I was like, huh? I'm so confused.
Said, it doesn't look more like a poo than a Mars bar, really. It's just that it's got a slightly rounded edge, which makes the exit of the poo. Anyway. More poo-like.
Lauren, good to chat with you. I bet you don't get as detailed on your other radio stations.
Look, I'm happy to be an all-rounder on this program.
Literally.
Literally.
I guess, like always, and I think I love this about our chats, you know, we don't have the answers. Okay.
We don't, but we ask questions.
Exactly.
That's okay.
We need a replacement for the Polly Waffle.
Exactly. A replacement for the Poliwhirl.
Or if, you know, maybe we need a petition for people like Warren to sign that's like saving the bounty.
That's right.
Yeah. And there's lots of Facebook groups around bringing back bygone chocolate bars that people miss. But I just wonder, do you miss the idea of it simply existing, or would you actually be a regular consumer of it?
You're exactly right. That's the idea of it existing.
100%.
Can you integrate it into your diet, or in fact, you just wish maybe I had one every 3 years? Because that's a bad business model.
Mm.
Absolutely. It's so true, though, because about nostalgic flavors and foods, there is a burger place in Sydney that when I was younger, I used to live around the corner from, and I was like, these are the best burgers in the whole world. There is no burger that is better than these burgers. And then I went there like 6 months ago and had a burger, and I was like, this burger is fine. This burger is
not the same.
Anything.
Was it the same as what it was?
100% the same.
Oh, so you see?
Like, it literally looked and felt the same, except on the taste and on the experience, I was like, what was I thinking?
But that is exactly how nostalgia works. It's not, our minds aren't a video, you know, a recorder. We can't just rewind and think that we're having a memory of something as accurate. We tend to idealize things, particularly when they're connected to good memories as well.
So, therefore, it's probably better that it remains nostalgic.
Absolutely, which is
because we'll destroy it otherwise.
It's kind of like why I very rarely go back and see a film twice, because it's almost impossible for me to recapture whatever it was I loved first time around the second time.
Lauren, great to chat with you. We'll let you get back to your what were you eating?
I can have a bounty now because I've got the free time to chew it for the next half hour. 5 hours.
Thanks, Lauren. We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you then. See ya.
It's Associate Professor Lauren Rosewarne from the University of Melbourne.
Joins us every Thursday here on Joy Drive.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.